Okay, guys. So moving on, I do want to provide you with some information about opportunities for involvement. We have a lot of students from high schools in Toronto who are members with us. We have people who are, as I mentioned, government officials, diplomats, scholars, professionals who are members of our association. And pretty much what that entails is you have an opportunity to come to the NATO Association of Canada. You can partake in roundtables, conferences, seminars, any special lectures and dinners that we have. Obviously, as the program editor of the Global Horizons program, I want the youth to be involved. I have a lot of students who are members from the University of Toronto, Ryerson University, various universities. I want the involvement from today's youth to continue. I feel like being involved in these issues is crucial. It's always significant to be educated about what's happening, and what these roundtables, conferences, and events do is they provide you with a chance to meet with these diplomats, to meet with these scholars, these experts, to ask any questions you want to ask, and to network. Do all of you know what networking means? You probably know what it means. It means to meet with people that you can have a conversation with and that you can perhaps work with in the future. So if you turn to this handout, you'll see the membership. You'll see information about the membership that we provide. The student membership, and you guys, you can sign up anytime you want. All it takes is an email, calling our office, or best way is most likely contacting through email or calling the office. You can even call me or send me an email, because if I'm in meetings, I can't pick my phone up. So what I'll do is I'll provide you guys with my business cards. So each of you has one. My email's on here. So if you guys ever have any questions about how you can be involved, or if you have an interest in a certain area, such as Ukraine, or you want to be involved with the international affairs between Turkey and Canada, and you'd be interested in perhaps going to an event that has the Consul General of Turkey, I would be able to work with you in making that possibly happen. So again, I'll have someone help me, my lovely assistant here. Let me know if you run out. Any extras, please return. So again, the membership, like I said, you'll have accessibility to attend conferences, meet with influential people. I know you guys are all in high school, but that does not mean that you can't be involved and that you can't engage in relevant issues. Any questions about the membership? And it's $25 for the whole year. You need more cards?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, there we go. Okay, moving on. What you can also do is fill this form out any point. And then we can proceed that way. There are a lot of people that are interested in also interning or being a junior research fellow at the NATO Association of Canada. We get thousands of applications. So not too long ago, I attended, I was invited to an event hosted by the University of Toronto, where I engaged with students who are studying international affairs, world issues, and are involved with the International Relations Society at the University of Toronto. And I had hundreds of students who want to be members, who want to be even volunteers, interns, junior research fellows. So the reason why I'm telling you about this is because I feel like everyone should have a chance. I feel like you're never too young to be involved. I would love to see a high school student be an intern over the summer or to be a junior research fellow. And that's very significant because as a junior research fellow, your articles get published every week. A JRF, throughout a period of time, will submit one article per week. Total of 14 articles are required. And by the end of your junior research fellowship, you are provided with a letter of recommendation along with various networks that you just made. So it's great for someone who has a passion for writing. You don't necessarily have to have previous experience with publication, but it never hurts. And at the same time, it's good because the programs that are on the sheet that I provided you with actually show a list of the different programs we have. So if you decide you want to be a junior research fellow, you can apply. Your application will be with the other applicants. However, I will remember you guys. If there's someone who is very interested, you can email me along with a sample of your work, which will then get evaluated by 3 evaluators. And if it's deemed to be worthy work for publication, we will give you a chance. So we have some JRFs who write for Views from Ukraine. I have a JRF who writes for my program as well. And she sends me an article every week. She's on her 10th article now. She has 4 more to do and she'll have completed her fellowship. Along with the 14 publications that she will have completed will be published and they will be made accessible for anyone to view at any point. So if you want that publication, that experience with having your work recognized and published, I recommend the fellowship. Other students really want to be in the office and they want to do an internship. So oftentimes, a lot of students want to work in a specific field, or they decide they might want to do a 4-month internship specializing in the, let's say, woman in security. You can do that. The internships are 4 months, and in downtown Toronto at 60 Harbour Street, and there are 3 cycles. September to December is the first cycle. Obviously, you guys wouldn't be able to do the fall or the winter session because you're in school. The second cycle is January to April. And then the third session is May to August. Most of our interns are university students. If they're exceptional and if they have a passion for international relations and affairs, if they are interested in being involved, then that's a possibility. The goal of the program, that specific internship program, is to transition people. So it's definitely beneficial due to your work being seen. And at the same time, you'll get a letter of reference, and that exposure never hurts. Does anyone have any questions about the internship? No questions?
Yeah? What would it include of again?
So the internship, like I said, will consist of you writing. It's similar to the junior research fellowship. The only difference is you're actually physically in the office. A junior research fellow, you can be in university, or let's say you can be in your class today, and you could say, Magda, I want to be a junior research fellow. Here's a sample of the work that I wrote. Send it to my email and then say, I want to be a junior research fellow starting next month. And this is what I'm passionate about writing about. Okay. Once you pass the evaluation process and once the 3 evaluators analyze all of the work that you've done and say, well, yes, this is worthy of publication, then how that works is you begin the following week. And you'll write on the topic you want to write about. You'll send it to most likely me or the after the president has approved your work for a position with the fellowship. You then would write an article, one article every week, up to 14 weeks, because after by your 14th article, you're done. But what the internship, to answer your question, what the internship entails is you being in the office every day for 4 months, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and you will be assigned a program from the list that I provided you with, one of the programs. You show up to work, you'll write one article per week, which will get published, and at the same time, you'll attend conferences and events. Okay, guys, I'd really appreciate it if you could, you know the sheet that I provided you with, right? Okay, take it out. If you can write your name, write this course, write today's date, and then if you can open it up and provide feedback as to what you learned about NATO, what you learned about the internship. If you're interested in the possibility of an internship or a fellowship, let it be known. Okay? I'd greatly appreciate that. You guys, if you can all just look here for a second, please. I also brought a few of these books. I'm going to give it to Mr. LaPlante. He'll hold on to this. If you want to look at these books anytime, please feel free to do so. This one's about the active engagement, modern defense, strategic concepts that NATO currently has. This one is one of the newest strategic concepts that NATO has established. This book is an overview about the Atlantic Council of Canada, now known as the NATO Association of Canada. And this one's very interesting. I suggest you look at this one. It's mandatory. It's a must. NATO Securing Our World. Okay, so I'll leave these with Mr. LaPlante. And like I said, if you want to look at them, go over them, please do see him. Okay? And thank you very much, Mr. LaPlante, for this opportunity. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and for being actively involved. I really do appreciate the questions you guys have asked me. Any point you have, any additional questions, if you want to be involved with a potential internship in the summertime, if not now, maybe let's say when you're in university or college, if you feel like the time is better when you're in university or college, that's fine as well. The contact information will remain the same. Or if you decide you want to do a fellowship, email me, provide me with a sample of your work, and we'll take it from there. Okay, guys? Thank you so much.